Saturday, July 12th. I grabbed the Fab Funky Fashions magazine I'd been reading obsessively for the past 24 hours, stuffed it inside my purse, and climbed out of the front seat of the car. "Just give me a call when you're done shopping, sweetheart, and remember our little talk about stranger danger," Mom yelled out the window as I hurried toward the main entrance of the mall, pretending I didn't know her. Because of the Saturday sales, the mall was crowded. Dozens of teen girls craned their necks to see what poor girl had just been publicly humiliated by being treated like a 5-year-old. "Thanks, Mom." My fave teen shop is Sweet 16 Forever, and I was thrilled to see that everything was 50% off. At these prices, I'd be able to put together a whole new summer wardrobe. Squee! Chloe and Zoe had stayed home to pack, but both were standing by to give me emergency fashion advice via text. The first thing on my Fab Funky Fashions must-haves list was a cute summer dress with matching jewelry. I was looking at a super cute dress on a mannequin when I heard two very familiar voices.
"OMG, Tiffany, I have never been so completely humiliated in my entire life. I actually told my dancers and all 8,921 of my followers on social media that Max Maniacs was going to be opening for the Bad Boys. Mommy had contacted the society page, and Daddy had hired a publicist and camera crew, and then Trevor Chase just brutally canceled everything with no warning."
"That's horrible, Mackenzie. But didn't you say he told you he'd think about it and let you know his final decision? And his final decision was, no?"
"So whose side are you on anyway, Tiff? You're supposed to be my BFF. I cried for 3 whole days. OMG, isn't this dress to die for?"
It wasn't like I was eavesdropping on their private conversation or anything. I mean, how juvenile would that be? I was just casually chilling out behind that mannequin, peeking at them, and totally minding my own business.
"Anyway, Trevor told me he chose Nikki's band. Can you believe it?" Mackenzie ranted. "What a bunch of talentless losers. Well, except for Brandon, of course. He's definitely boyfriend material. I don't know what he sees in Nikki. Although he does have a soft spot for mangy dogs. That's the only explanation that makes sense to me."
"I totally agree," Tiffany giggled. "His best friend, Max, is super cute, too. I definitely hang out with him. They both volunteer at Fuzzy Friends, right?"
"So why don't we buy these 2 dresses and then wear them to go volunteer there, too?"
I was so upset, I almost accidentally knocked that girl right over. The mannequin, not Mackenzie. Who would buy cute dresses to volunteer at Fuzzy Friends and then pretend to care about the poor animals when the only reason they were really there was to flirt? 2 cold, heartless monsters.
"Tiffany, I love that idea, but we have to volunteer next week. Brandon will be going on that tour, and by the time he gets back, Fuzzy Friends will have ceased to exist."
"You mean, the guys will be so obsessed with us, they won't care about Fuzzy Friends anymore?" Tiffany asked.
"No, the place literally won't exist anymore.
It's going to be a parking lot. Daddy says the hospital around the corner wants to expand, and if he can convince the landlord to sell the Fuzzy Friends building to him, he can resell it to the hospital for triple the price for their new parking lot and make a huge profit.
Then Brandon will stop wasting his time with those stupid fur balls and finally pay attention to me, Mackenzie complained as she slathered on 3 layers of rip-off ruby red lip gloss in a nearby mirror. Oh, okay, Tiffany said, looking a bit confused. But if Fuzzy Friends is a parking lot, then where would they put all those poor homeless animals? Mackenzie turned and stared at Tiffany for what seemed like forever. Honestly, I'm not sure what's going to happen to them, Mackenzie stammered tensely. Then she gazed in the mirror and twirled her hair as an icy smile spread across her face. But you know what that sounds like? Not my problem, she said coldly as she slathered on another layer of lip gloss. OMG, Tiffany, I think I almost cared. I just scared the snot out of myself. Then both girls laughed at her sick little joke. I stayed hidden behind that mannequin, totally in shock over what I just heard. I didn't say a word, but inside my head, I was totally freaking out. Of course, there was the possibility that Mackenzie was lying. I mean, the girl actually lies about her lies. But her father is one of the wealthiest businessmen in the city, and he is known for his shady business deals, underhanded tactics, and unadulterated greed for money. OMG, what if Fuzzy Friends really was a parking lot by the time we got back from our tour? Brandon would be crushed, and the lives of several dozen helpless animals would be at risk. There was no way I could go on that Bad Boys tour knowing what was about to happen. I needed to stay home and stop the sinister Marshall Moneybags Hollister and his wicked daughter Mackenzie. I suddenly felt so nauseated, I thought I was going to throw up my breakfast burrito all over the super cute dress that mannequin was wearing.